produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee, of the USA.
The Bible says God gave them a different diet. He put them on a different diet. He put them on a diet of manna, and manna, amen, is angels' food. Amen. Manna is representative of the word, but the Bible says that when the children of Israel began to partake of it, it said they did things to it. They beat it down and baked it, and amen. And it said that the taste of it, amen, was like the taste of fresh oil. And so fresh oil is our focus, amen, because we want, amen, to receive the fresh oil of God, but we want our hearts to be right. We want our hearts to be ready. Amen. Anybody ready for another flow, amen, of the oil of God in your life? Amen. You are looking forward to the manifestation of manna, amen, becoming fresh oil. The word of God becoming fresh oil in your life, in your family, in your situation. We're in a season of shift. And so we see that Israel here, amen, was dealing with that. And so we got to Deuteronomy 9. We're going to pick up there, 9 and verse 1. Deuteronomy and get as far as we can today. And then we believe Sunday, amen, will be also a service. It'll be a service of power ministry. Amen. So it says here in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 1 through 8, "Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than thyself." Y'all remember we dealt with this. We talked about the fact that then he said, these nations are greater and mightier. In other words, there's no secret. They're stronger, faster, bigger, uglier. Come on, somebody. They're more dangerous than you are. They're all that. Come on, somebody. But he said, you're going to possess them, because it's not going to be you that's going to be doing the work. It's going to be me that's going to be doing the work. And all I need you to do is to believe me. And we see, when we see Israel, amen, and we see all of these things in Scripture, which is given for our learning, it gives us to know how God wants us to have our relationship with him. God wants us to be able to look into situations and circumstances and deal with people, places, and things that are bigger and mightier and stronger and uglier and more dangerous than we are. Come on, somebody. Meaner than we are. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Knowing that we have the victory because God is our defense. He is our banner. Amen. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So he says, greater and mighty than thyself, cities great and fenced up to heaven. Come on. He says, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom thou knowest and of whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak? That means your enemies are going to talk crazy. Come on, somebody. These, not only are they bigger than you are, they're going to try to talk you down. Are you hearing me? And we saw that with Goliath, didn't we? Goliath did a lot of big talking. He tried to scare David with his mouth, amen, before he had an opportunity to try to back up what he was talking about. It says, understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down, amen, before thy face, so that thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said unto thee. Come on. Speak not thou in thy heart after that the Lord thy God had cast them out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord doth drive them out from before thee. We dealt with that on Sunday. Not for thy righteousness or for thy uprightness of heart dost thou go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Come on, somebody. So you want to have your heart right. Amen. As you find yourself in situations and circumstances, you don't want to be, come on, somebody, just as wrong as Ronnie. Come on, somebody. Amen. When you're getting God involved to vindicate what you're dealing with. He says, amen, that he may perform the word which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, therefore, that the Lord thy God giveth thee not this good land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. We know what their situation was. Remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until ye came unto this place. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord. Verse 8, also in Horeb you provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry with you and have destroyed you. Y'all remember what happened. There was fire, amen, that was manifested, and he said he's going to use that fire that was manifested in that day, amen, to deal, come on, somebody, with their enemies. So we see that God is giving them a perspective. He's level setting with the people and letting them know that I'm going to bless you, but you still got some heart issues. You still got some neck problems. Come on, somebody. You still got some things going on that you're working with here, amen, and I need you to get that right. Come on, somebody. Amen. So he's telling them, amen, that he's given them manna, amen, to train them and to ready them. And he's trying to get them off of Pharaoh, amen. And as we talked on Sunday, that these people were so impressed with Pharaoh that they were bringing up Pharaoh's living conditions, amen. And more specifically, it was the food, amen. They were talking about the food. They were comparing the food of Pharaoh's to the food of the wilderness. And God said, you're comparing garlic and onions, come on, to angels' food. This is food, amen, that is for the betterment of your soul. This food, amen, is the way. Come on, this is the word of God. Manna represented the word of God. And so God is saying, you're concerned about the taste, but manna is not for taste. Manna is for learning. Amen. Milk and honey is where you're going. Manna is what you're doing. Milk and honey is where you're going. Amen. So, amen. He sent the spies, and we see that down in Numbers 13, verse 27 and 28. Where he sent the spies down. Amen. And he says, and they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Come on. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. So they confirm that it was a land that flowed with milk and honey. And God only told Moses and them, amen, to go in and see about the food. Amen. Because their issue with God was with the food. Come on. They didn't like the bread and water. They didn't like the bread. They didn't like where they were getting their water from. Come on, somebody. They were complaining. Amen. We need water. Who going to feed us? Amen. What's going to happen here? And we are longing for some things we had back in Egypt and all of this. And so God said, go and see where I'm sending you. Amen. And look and see whether it be a great land. So Moses took it a step farther and told them to start looking at the people and all of that. And that's where they got in trouble. Amen. So we see not only that, but the food in that land is better. Ezekiel 20, verse 6. And I don't think we got this far on Sunday. Ezekiel 20, verse 6. In that day, he said that I lifted up my hand unto them to bring them forth of the land of Egypt into a land that I had espied for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Oh, my God. In other words, the food of this land is better. Look at Leviticus 20 and 24. Amen. We're going to move you quickly. We won't keep you long tonight. Hallelujah. But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey, I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from what? Other people. So you have to not look at other people when you're trying to determine your potential and where you're going and how you're going to make it over and how you're going to make it out and how God's going to solve that problem that's standing before you. You can't look at other people because he said, I have separated you from other people. Paul said it this way. He said, you are making mistakes by comparing yourselves against yourselves, which is not wise. Don't look at somebody else. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What is for you is for you. What God has promised and declared and decreed for your life, you got to look at God so you can keep believing what he said to you about you. Because when you look at somebody else, you'll start changing what you believe because you'll be measuring against what God doing for them or what he might not be doing for them. Because they might not be on the track that you're on and operating within the framework of intimacy and faith and confidence and yes, God, hallelujah, that you are operating in. Are you hearing me? So you cannot look at that next person. He says, I've separated you. Yeah, but they're so strong. Yeah, but they're so big. They're giants in the land. We see that the ites. Amen. We see the sons of Enoch over there. Amen. We see how strong they are. And we see what such a job they've done with this land. They were somehow able, amen, to get this land. And it wasn't them, it was God, but y'all get the point. Amen. They were somehow able to get this land to produce grapes, you know, as big as our head. Come on, somebody. I mean, just some serious fruit. And God is saying to them, amen. Don't worry about that. Amen. I use them to cultivate a land for your blessing. That's why God says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Hallelujah. If some wicked folk got money, amen, just because they are cultivating it so they can hand it over. Oh, yeah. And so the church has a tendency to believe that the person is wicked. And the money is contaminated. I ain't talking about like drug money. But the person is wicked and the money is contaminated, right? And it's wrong for them to have what they have. And that's your money they got. Yeah, these giants were in this land. See, it represents plenty. See, because God couldn't give us an example from 3,000 years ago, all right? Because, you know, there was not legal tender. They didn't have dollar bills. So he has to give us an example to show the wealth of the land, the health of the land. In other words, they had a great economy because this land flowed. It wasn't, come on, it wasn't, the land wasn't beat down with a famine and all of that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It wasn't starving. The soil was not struggling to produce. It was producing incredibly. And God said, I got that land producing incredibly, and it's wicked folk in there now. Amen. But they are cultivating the land for you. I have it for you. The Bible says, watch this now. They came out of Egypt, and Egypt was cultivated and blessing and all of that, right? When I say that. But the Bible says that when they left, they took the wealth with them. They took the wealth of Egypt with them to then go into a land that was healthy and wealthy in produce and cattle and all of that, because God always wants you to be in a situation where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, and no lack. So you coming out of land, they putting gold and diamonds and all sorts of substance, come on somebody, in your hands. Amen. You're going into a land that's got, amen, the best food that money can buy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And while they're in the wilderness, he said their clothes didn't wear out. He said their shoes didn't get old. They didn't even age. In fact, the Bible says that these people, amen, they were so healthy on what God was feeding them that they wouldn't get old. They wouldn't age out. Amen. You know, that's why he had to limit them, because he said, OK, look, y'all cannot go into this land because of your faithlessness, because of your stiff neck and your hard heart. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to limit you to 70. And the strongest of you, I'm going to limit it to 80. So people think that that's what God promised. Amen. The human being. But that ain't true. That was a limitation he put on Israel. He said, I need y'all to die off so your babies can go in. So these people were healthy. They were wealthy. And the land they were going into was producing for them. Oh my. Ika, Sheba, Roshebati, Andabashe. He said, I've separated you from every other person, from other people. And people got to get this. Amen. Hallelujah. If you look at it, amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be impossible that you, amen, for you to believe that it's for you based on the fact that what they saw, amen, what Egypt did for them. Come on, somebody. They thought that was over their head, but God sent them out, amen, loaded down. And they looked at a land that looked like they couldn't possess it because the giants were in it, but it was their land. In fact, their children proved it because their children went into that land and possessed it. Okay. Hallelujah. And so God was dealing with them, and he's trying to get them right. And by the time we get to where we're reading, God is talking now to their children, and he's saying, look, you got to go into this land, amen, and you got to deal with, amen, what's here. But I want you to know that I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to do it through you. Amen. I'm going to work it out on your behalf. All I want you to do is trust me. So God is dealing with the food critics. Amen. Hallelujah. And he is letting them know, and he is giving them examples of how great and how powerful, amen, he is, and how the things that he has done for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so God is giving them examples. I want us to see some of these examples. These people who were standing out of in this wilderness, amen, the stiff-necked ones, amen, that did not want, amen, to believe God. God has got all these examples. One of them is he says, I have parted the Red Sea. That's over in Exodus chapter 14, amen, verse 21 and 29. God parts the Red Sea for these people, but yet they're struggling in the wilderness. He says, I gave you money you didn't earn. I gave you shoes that didn't wear out. I gave you bread, watch this, from the sky. Bread normally come out of the ground. Okay, y'all ain't hearing me. This is not fiction. This is not fiction. This really happened. This really happened. So if God is no respecter of persons, and God was trying to demonstrate to a people how much he loved them, that he said, I want you to know how much so what I am doing in my relationship with you is supernatural. Where does bread normally come from? Come out of the ground. Okay, I'm going to give you bread from the sky. It's going to fall like dew from heaven. When you wake up, it's going to be on the ground. Hallelujah. It won't be there when you go to bed, but it's going to be there when you wake up in the morning. He gave them bread from the sky. That's Exodus 16. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 4 through 18, he gave them bread from the sky. He said, I gave you water from nowhere. Oh, y'all not hearing this. Exodus chapter 17, verse 2 through 6, he says, I gave you water out of nowhere. I used a cloud for clothes. You remember a pillar of fire by day, a pillar of cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night? He said, I used a cloud for clothes by day and fire for clothes by night. Hallelujah, somebody. For they could see. It even goes so far as to say when they were dealing with the Egyptians that God peeked out of the cloud. As they were following the cloud, it said he peeked out of the back of the cloud and knocked the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots. Oh, y'all not hearing me. See, this won't excite you if you see it as a bedtime story. It won't excite you if it's Humpty Dumpty, if it's Little Red Riding Hood. Come on, somebody. It won't excite you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If this is only, amen, you know, a fairy tale story. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But when you realize this is not made up, this really happened, and the same God that caused this to happen will cause things to happen for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You start to get excited and know, wait a minute, I've tapped into a different life. You didn't get saved just, amen, to say you're saved and then live the same life. No, a saved life is supposed to be a supernatural life. There's supposed to be power and supernatural provision. It's supposed to look like nothing else. And somebody ought to be able to follow you from your testimonies and say, why is it that this girl has got these crazy things going on that's messing my head up in her life? How is it that she's having things that scientists won't confirm, doctors won't confirm, politicians won't confirm, lawyers won't confirm, entertainers won't confirm? Come on, you hear what I'm saying? Amen. But yet it's happening for her. Yet it's happening because she has got a supernatural relationship with a God, hallelujah, who is saying, you're different. I've set you apart. That is why I saved you. I didn't just save you to send you to heaven. I saved you to make your life phenomenal. A phenomenal life. God has given me a phenomenal life. Oh, where you at? Amen. He has given us a phenomenal life. He said, I hid my most valued treasure in you. This treasure is hid in earthen vessels. There's power in me. When I pray, people get up out of sick beds. Come on, somebody. When I prophesy, things begin to shake and begin to change. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Dry bones come to life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why he saved you and made you a born-again believer. And you need to, come on, stay in an environment where you're seeing the manifestation of that kind of glory, because that's how God deals with people who have been separated. Sometimes he got to take you out of bondage to separate you. And he got to put you in the wilderness before he can put you in a Canaan. Even Jesus, come on here. The Bible says that, amen, that the Holy Spirit fell on Jesus and he was baptized and he immediately went into a 40-day wilderness. Yeah. But when he came out of that 40-day wilderness, people started saying, come see a man. Yeah, they were just recommending him for carpentry work before then. Are you hearing me? Yeah, I got a guy. He can fix your barn for you. I got a guy. He can fix your fence. Amen. Him and his daddy, they do good work. It's quality work. They fences don't break. Are you hearing me? They barns, amen, the doors don't fall off. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But after that 40 days, after he come up out of that water, in those 40 days, they said, come see a man who told me everything that was going on in my life. Amen. He healed my brother Ricky. Amen. My sister Joanne. Amen. She got delivered. Amen. There was a guy around the corner. Everybody was scared of him because he had so many demons in him. We didn't know what he was going to be from day to day. But somehow Jesus showed up and the man was clothed and in his right mind. Come on here. And so God is saying to us, that's what a saved life is supposed to look like. And that's why you come to church, so you can get manna from heaven, so you can have the kind of bread that becomes fresh oil. And when it becomes fresh oil, it becomes manifestation in your life. And you take it back, and come on somebody, to your house. You take it back to your job. You take it back to your situation. So things start changing. When you go in the bank, you get a positive response. Come on somebody. When you go to the doctor, you get a positive response. Come on somebody. Hallelujah. When you go, amen, to the courtroom, you get a positive response. Because you're different. And manna in you is fresh oil. Oil of gladness. The oil of change. Are you hearing me what I'm talking about? The Bible says Jesus sent them out two by two. Said, hey, go look. I'm going to put something on you. And they said, oh my God. I don't know what he did. Amen. But demons and devils and everything scared of us now. We used to be scared of demons. We did. We got nervous around Halloween. We put stuff out, and amen. That's where Halloween came from, right? We put stuff out, amen, to ward off the spirits. Now the spirits putting stuff up to ward us off. They try to distract us and discourage us. Are you hearing me? And God is saying, amen, that, hallelujah, that I have placed this in you. Amen. Amen. He gave them bodies that didn't age. Hallelujah. He made bitter water sweet. That's over in Exodus chapter 15, verses 22 through 25. He made bitter water sweet. He defeated an army just by Moses raising his hand to prevail over Amalek. That's Exodus chapter 9, chapter 17. Go get that. I'm going to deviate just a little bit. Go get Exodus chapter 17, verse 9 through 13. I didn't want to go there, but we're going to go there. Exodus, amen, chapter 17, verse 9 through 13. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Because you remember, God's trying to take them in the land, and Amalek is trying to take something from them from behind. He says, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Come on. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Uh-huh. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Why do you think that's in there? Because the winning of the battle had nothing to do with what was going on down there. It had everything to do with what was going on up there. God is trying to tell you, get off natural, get on supernatural, get off the world system. Stop looking at your circumstances to try to concoct a plan and make a determination about how far you're going and how long it's going to take. Everything about God is supernatural. Yeah, it says when Moses lift up his hand, Israel what? Prevailed. So they fight in the same fight. They lose it when his hand is down. They win it when his hand is up. Are y'all hearing me? So you want to be in an environment where there's the rod of God, the hand of God is lifted. Because that's the key to your victory.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.